You're listening to the Accidental Creative Podcast. Since 2005, we've delivered weekly tips to help you be prolific, brilliant, and healthy. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. This episode is sponsored by Indeed. Indeed makes it easy to hire great talent. According to ComScore, Indeed is the number one job site worldwide. Start hiring right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at indeed.com/creative. Offer valid through March 31st. This episode is also sponsored by Wix. Building a successful business online can be challenging. Wix has strong infrastructure in place, providing you with reliable hosting and fast loading times. You can build your website exactly the way you want with thousands of design features. Head over to wix.com and join millions of people growing their business online today. Well, hey everyone, welcome to 2022. Boy, there were times over the last couple of years, I didn't know if we'd be able to say that, but welcome to 2022. I hope that your year is off to a great start. And boy, we got a lot of good response to our last episode on four questions to ask going into 2022. And today I want to talk about something that is going to help us establish the systems and processes that are going to make us more effective at pursuing our goals in the coming year. Now, the last episode was about identifying some of the areas where maybe there are opportunities for you to build new systems, new practices, new processes, establish some goals in the upcoming year. And that was about reflection. And reflection is important because resolution without reflection is empty. It's void. It's invalid. It makes no good to just cast wishes and dreams into the future without really doing an assessment of where you are. And that's what last week's episode was all about. So if you haven't listened to it, I encourage you to go back and listen to the last one. It's called Four Questions to Ask in 2022. You can find it at accidentalcreative.com/2022-2022. There's also a free worksheet there you can download to help you answer some of the questions. But this week, we're going to talk about how we move forward. So assuming you did those exercises, we're going to talk about three ways to seek simplicity in 2022. Three ways to parse through all of the needless complexity, parse through all of the potential chaos that happens when we create for a living, and to seek simplicity. And we're specifically going to talk about three areas where we can strive to gain a better sense of simplicity in the coming year. Why is simplicity important? Well, simplicity is important for a couple of reasons. First of all, the work that you do as a creative professional is inherently complex. It simply is. Your job, as a matter of fact, is to resolve complexity. You have to enter into complexity. You have to figure out a way to establish some patterns, whether that means creating a product or developing a campaign or doing something. You're resolving that complexity into something that's simple and accessible. You're looking for patterns, connecting dots, and trying to get to the other side of complexity. I think it was Charles Mingus who said, "I wouldn't give a fig for simplicity on this side of complexity, but I give everything for," I'm paraphrasing, "give everything for the simplicity that comes on the other side of complexity." You have to wade through the complexity in order to get to the elegant answer. But in order to do that, you need to make certain that your mindset, your systems, your processes are as simple as possible. Because if you're entering into that process of trying to wade through the complexity with needlessly complex processes, then it's going to be really difficult for you to see opportunity when it arises to connect dots. You will not see things clearly. So when I talk about three ways to seek simplicity, I'm talking about your processes, I'm talking about your relationships, I'm talking about the way that you lead your team, the way that you define problems, I'm talking about your processes themselves. Often our processes are not as simple as they need to be in order to be effective. And so we're going to talk today about how we seek simplicity in three key areas. I call this the P principle, P-E-A. I don't know if you remember the story of the princess and the pea, but one little pea underneath all of the mattresses was, keeping her awake, preventing her from sleeping. That's what these three areas are like if we don't have the simplicity that we need in each of the three areas. So let's start off by talking about the first area where we can seek simplicity in 2022, which is our processes. So many people have needlessly complex processes. There's a principle that I wrote about in the Accidental Creative called unnecessary complexity. This is a source often of dissonance in our life or in our organizations. Dissonance is a gap between the why of what we're doing and the what of what we're doing. When that gap between why and what emerges, it often makes it difficult for us to gain traction on our work because we're spending all of our time trying to resolve the complexity of why are we doing this? Why are we doing this again? Have you ever asked that question? Of course you have. We all have, right? Why am I doing this again? Why are we taking on this project? Why do I need to fill out this form? Why do I have to approach this project this way? Why do I have to talk with that person? When you spend all of your time asking these questions, it wastes mental cycles that could be used resolving the actual complexity of the work, which is your job. Your job is not to resolve the process. Your job is to complete the value that you're being tasked with completing for your client or your stakeholder. So when there is unnecessary complexity in your process, it makes it really difficult to tackle the complexity of the work itself. So is there anywhere in your process that you could simplify the way that you approach your work? I love, 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 and this has, by the way, become a mantra for me in the past year. I love the question that I once heard Tim Ferriss ask. He said, everything changed for me when I asked the question, what would this look like if it were easy? I think that's a fantastic question to ask. Now, there is such a thing as irreducible complexity, okay? So you will get to a point where things are still going to be a little bit complex because the work we do is complex, but can't be reduced anymore without making them simplistic. There's a difference between simplicity and being simplistic. Simplicity means it's irreducibly complex. It means it's at the point where you can't really take anything else out of the process without taking away the potential to create value. Simplistic means it's simply not going to work for you. It's not a process. It's actually going to deliver value because you're missing some necessary parts. Okay, so how can you reduce your processes to the point where they are irreducibly complex and they are as simple as they can be to position you to have the mental bandwidth necessary to tackle your work? So are your processes too complex? Is the way you're thinking about your work too complex? Is your meeting schedule too complex? Is the way you lead meetings too complex? Is the way that you force clients to fill out forms prior to defining the scope of work too complex, to the point where you have too many cooks in the kitchen, too many people saying too many things, and the problems are just way too complex in terms of how you're defining them? Okay, so is there unnecessary complexity in your process? That's number one. Number two, and this is very, very, very important. Are there contradictory incentives within your process or within your organization? Okay, so sometimes we issue edicts from on high, especially as leaders, we issue edicts from on high. This is our ambition for the coming year. Here is how you will be measured in the coming year. But despite saying that, we actually reward something very different. So for example, we want you to spend the time necessary to come up with the best possible idea for our clients. Okay, great. But we're really going to measure you by how efficiently you use your hours against every project. Okay, so you're incentivizing one thing, but you're asking for another. This, again, creates complexity within our processes because people have to juggle these contradictory incentives. Okay, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to be efficient or am I supposed to come up with the most value? These are very different things. So are there contradictory incentives within your work or within the way that you're approaching your leadership or within the way that you're interacting with clients? Are there contradictory incentives? Again, you need to simplify things as much as you can. That's essential, that you simplify things as much as you can so that you can approach your work with a clear head and you can spend your time resolving the complexity of the work, not the complexity of the process. All right, so number one, again, within processes, is there unnecessary complexity? Number two, are there contradictory incentives? That's the second thing I want you to ask. Number three, are there misaligned processes and objectives? Sometimes we set up a process and our organization or our life ends up essentially acting as if it's there to serve the process rather than to serve the objective. So think about how silly it would be if you bought a bread maker and you set up a bread maker and you put all the ingredients in the bread maker and then you get really upset at the end of the process that your bread maker didn't make coffee for you. I mean, that would be ridiculous. Of course, a bread maker is not going to make coffee. It's not supposed to make coffee. It's supposed to make bread. That's what it's in the name. That's what it does. But we often do the same thing in our organizations. We set up processes to accomplish one thing, and we actually, in our mind, have a completely different objective we're trying to accomplish. So I'll give you an example. Let's say that you are someone who is responsible for the social media marketing of your organization. I know there are many of you who listen to this show. If you see it as your job to post X number of times a day to social media, because that's what you're being measured against and that's the process that's been set up, that can become decoupled from the actual value you're supposed to create for the client. And you can easily see your objective as I need to post X number of times a day, even though the objective could be something different, a completely different measurable objective for the client. The value you're creating is not posting a certain number of times a day. It could be impressions. It could be click through. It could be any number of things you're trying to generate. Your system that you're serving may not be actually accomplishing the objective. Your system may be misaligned from the objective. So is there any place where your systems are misaligned from the objectives? And how can you create some connective tissue to ensure that what you're doing every day is actually moving you toward the objectives that you're trying to accomplish? Okay, so that's the first area. I know that's a lot. Boy, there's a lot to think about, but I want you to consider whether your processes are unnecessarily complex, number one. Number two, if there are contradictory incentives that have been set up either within your organization, if you're a leader, by the way, if you're a leader, make certain that what you ask of your team is aligned with what you reward your team for doing. Okay, if there are contradictory incentives, your team is going to get lost. There's going to be dissonance. It's going to be rampant in your organization. You're really going to struggle. Okay, so make sure that your requests, that your metrics are aligned with your incentives organizationally. So that's number two. Number three, are there misaligned processes and objectives? Are your systems set up to accomplish something different than what you're actually trying to do? Okay, so that's number one. That's processes. How can you simplify your processes this year to give you clear runway to accomplish your objectives? That's number one. Number two, so that's P, processes. Number two, this is the E in the P principle, expectations. Expectations. Okay. The biggest source of conflict within organizations, between organizations and clients, within creative teams, within between managers and the people that they lead, the biggest source of conflict are misunderstood expectations or unspoken expectations. I expect something of you, and I'm not going to tell you I expect it of you, and then I'm going to get really upset with you when you don't deliver on my unspoken expectation, because I think you should just know that I expect that of you. Even though I've never expressed it, I expect it of you, and I'm going to be very upset if you don't deliver on that expectation. Okay. Or a manager doing the same thing for their team. I just have baseline expectations that I'm not communicating, and then I get really upset when people don't meet my expectations. So we have to seek simplicity in our expectations of other people, which means, number one, we have to define those expectations clearly. Number two, we have to express those expectations in a way that other people can hear them and receive them. Complex expectations leads to confusion, frustration, and dissonance. So are you clearly communicating your expectations of others? So number one, define. I want you to think about areas in your life or your work where other people are not meeting your expectations consistently. Okay. Is there a place where you see consistently people are not meeting your expectations? And instead of blaming them, I want you to turn the microscope on yourself. And I want you to ask, have I defined these expectations clearly? Number one. Number two, have I communicated these expectations clearly? Because you can have clear expectations, but if you haven't communicated them, you cannot hold other people accountable to expectations that haven't been communicated. Okay, so seek simplicity in your expectations of other people and make sure that you're communicating those expectations clearly. That's number one. That's the first thing under this expectations heading. The second thing under the expectations heading is your expectations of yourself. Your expectations of yourself. Discipline is not a magical superpower. Discipline simply means making an agreement with yourself and then keeping it. That's all discipline is. So if I make an agreement with myself that I'm going to run for 5 minutes and then I go out and run for 5 minutes, that's discipline. That's what it is. Okay. Now, if I make an expectation with my, or make an agreement with myself that I'm going to run for 10 miles and I run 2 miles, that's not discipline because I made an agreement I didn't keep. This is why simplicity of expectations of ourselves is so important. How we define those expectations of ourselves is essential if we want to maintain clarity and simplicity in our work. So if I set an unrealistic expectation of myself and then I don't meet it, I'm going to see myself as undisciplined. I'm going to feel undisciplined. So the key is A, seeking simplicity, not making too many having too many expectations of ourselves. That's number one. But number two, ensuring that the expectations we do have of ourselves is something that's going to stretch us, yes, but are realistic and that we don't have too many of them. Okay, so how can you simplify your expectations of yourself this year so that you can operate in a place of discipline rather than a place of disappointment, which is where many of us are because we set too many expectations and they're too complex and we don't hit them and then we're just perpetually disappointed with ourselves and we think, well, I'm just not disciplined. No, it's not true. You're just making expectations that are unrealistic. Okay, so that's the second area of our PEA framework here. So processes is the P, expectations, your expectations of others. Are they simple? Are they clearly expressed? And your expectations of yourself, are they simple and are they clearly expressed? And are they realistic? That's PE. When I come back from the break, we're going to talk about the third part of this PEA framework. We're going to talk about how to simplify our assumptions. This episode is sponsored in part by Indeed. 2022 is the year you're going to make the leap and turn passion into profit, but you need the right team to make it happen. Indeed makes it easy to hire and build a team with the right skills to make your dreams a reality. Listen, if you're hiring, you need Indeed because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. And Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements or else you don't pay. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process. Find great talent through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. And with Indeed Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job description. You can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed makes it easy to hire great talent. According to ComScore, Indeed is the number one job site worldwide, and Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. So start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/creative. Again, go to Indeed.com/creative to claim your $75 job credit before March 31st. Indeed.com/creative. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through March 31st. Need to hire? You need Indeed. This episode is also sponsored by Wix. Building a successful business online can be challenging. Believe me, I know. From creating a standout online presence and building a marketing strategy to the technical side of running a website, it's a lot to manage. And that's exactly where Wix comes in. It offers a complete business solution with all the features you need to create, manage, and grow online. You can build your website exactly the way you want with thousands of design features that have been created with your needs in mind. Wix has strong infrastructure in place, providing you with reliable hosting and fast loading times. Meaning, as a user, you'll have faster performing websites for your customers anywhere in the world. And to top it all off, you get marketing and business tools built into your website dashboard, making it even easier for you to reach the right audiences. So head over to Wix.com and join millions of people growing their business online today. Again, that's Wix.com, W-I-X.com. All right, let's talk about the third of our three-part framework, the P framework, PEA. So we talked about processes, we talked about expectations. Now we're going to talk about assumptions. The assumptions that we make often make our work needlessly complex. So there are a couple of questions I want you to ask as you think about what you're going to do in 2022, as you think about your work, how you're structuring your work, how you're leading your team, how you're approaching your clients. There are two questions related to assumptions that can help you gain better clarity and simplify. Number one, what are you assuming to be true? And number two, what are you assuming to be false? Okay. Now, I know this sounds a little bit obvious on the surface, but it's anything but obvious. We carry assumptions into our work that cloud the way we approach our life, our work, our relationships, our interactions, our leadership. I call these things that we carry into our work ghost rules. Ghost rules are invisible narratives that limit where we're willing to look for ideas. They limit who we're willing to share ideas with, who we're willing to talk to, who we think our client might be or might not be, how we approach our work, what is and what isn't possible for us. We carry these assumptions into our work, these ghost rules, and they make our life and our work needlessly complex. Why? Because we're putting artificial barriers in place that may or may not be valid. So when I have a false assumption about something that is true, for example, only a certain kind of person can introduce an idea in our organization. I can't really share an idea in a meeting because I'm not really allowed to do that. Now, that may or may not be true. It might be an assumption I'm carrying. It might be a ghost rule that I'm carrying into my organizational life that is simply wrong, and it's limiting and making my life more complex because I can't just act upon my instincts. I can't just act when I have an idea. I have to filter it through this complex narrative of what is and what isn't possible. It's an assumption that I'm making that may not be true. So what are you assuming to be true, and what are you assuming to be false? And what if it wasn't true? How might I behave differently? What if it wasn't false? How might I behave differently? We have to be careful to ensure that our assumptions don't make our life and our work needlessly complex, okay? Are there any ghost rules that are limiting how you approach your work? So those are the three principles of the simplicity framework: processes, expectations, and assumptions. I strongly encourage you to spend some time over the coming week thinking through these three elements: processes, expectations, and assumptions, and how they might be making your life more complex than it needs to be. If you want an outline of this episode, you can go to accidentalcreative.com/simple. accidentalcreative.com/simple. That'll take you to this episode. And there's an outline where I outline the elements of processes, the elements of expectations, and the elements of assumptions, and some questions that you can ask to help you seek simplicity. Listen, if you want to do work that is valuable, you're going to have to wade through uncertainty and complexity, but you need to approach that uncertainty and complexity with simplicity. So just a reminder of the question that Tim Ferriss asked that I thought was so brilliant. What would this look like if it were easy? Not that the work is going to be easy, but what if the approach to the work was easy? What if I could simplify this in a way that makes the approach to the work easy? Seek simplicity in 2022. And again, go to accidentalcreative.com/simple if you want to download an outline of this episode. All right. Hey, I hope you found this valuable and helpful. If you did, please check out AC Premium at acpremium.me. I offer bonus episodes, ad-free episodes, lots of additional things, including the Daily Creative. You get daily episodes as well from the Daily Creative. So check it out at acpremium.me. And if you're not following the show, make sure you follow the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.